India is seeing a mild COVID-19 resurgence with more than 1,000 active cases, about 1,009, led by Kerala, Maharashtra and Delhi, driven by the JN1 subvariant. Most cases are mild, so you don't need to worry. But the idea is to keep you informed, which is what we've done. Dr. Rajiv Jayadevan and Dr. N.K. Ganguly with us. Dr. Jayadevan, how serious is this particular variant?
This variant is not the serious kind. It is a descendant or a downstream descendant of a well-known variant called Omicron. And Omicron had mutated into something called JN.1, which the world saw in 2024. It caused a significantly milder disease than what we saw in the early part of the pandemic. So it causes mostly upper respiratory symptoms such as mild fever, cough, sore throat, and so on. And most people recover within 3 or 4 days without specific medications. And importantly, people should not be taking antibiotics on their own because it's viral disease that goes away on its own. So on the ground, we are seeing mild cases. There is no cause for alarm. But clearly, this is a fast-spreading virus, and that's the reason for concern when many people are infected at the same time. Yes, it can take away their work days, and it can affect their quality of life, and they could even spread it to vulnerable people who are at home. So that's a cause for a little bit of concern because the speed of spread is significant.
Dr. Ganguly, we've all been vaccinated, but people are wondering how do we need more boosters going forward?
Actually, the JN.1 vaccine has been updated in the Novavax vaccine, and that has been licensed to Serum Institute, and it should work quite well as a booster, particularly for vulnerable and others. The US FDA has recently given it a clearance. But albeit all the ones like the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines have been also updated to KP 2.2, which works against XCC, which is the major variant moving around the US as well as the Europe. But in the Asia, this is the one which is important. The two other variants which are also come up, that is NB 1.8.1, which has got one case, and also LX7, which has got 4 cases in Gujarat. They have not been identified by WHO as strain of concern or significant. Only they need to be watched, and they are very small numbers.
Okay.
So vaccination booster with the new level restrictions, that those who are above certain ages, and of course there is a Paxlovid, which is an antiviral. If it is taken early, it helps.
Dr. Jayadevan, should we mask up?
Masking can be done with discretion. We know this virus spreads like cigarette smoke in closed indoor spaces that are crowded. So therefore, if we are trapped in a place where there are lots of people who are talking in a small space which is not ventilated, yes, it would be prudent to mask for a couple of months or so. Particularly important for people who have significant underlying conditions and also people who are older. Otherwise, in open public spaces, there is really no role for a mask. So that is generally the recommendation for masking. There is no need for universal masking at this time. But in hospitals, clearly, it's advisable that everyone wears a mask for obvious reasons, because there are many infections that circulate in hospitals, viral infections, bacterial infections. And in India, we have this culture of social visits in hospitals. And we would, as doctors, we would like to discourage people from visiting hospitals for social reasons. You could always make a phone call and pass on your regards. Because if you do a social visit, you stand the risk of getting infected and also carrying a significant risk of carrying virus from outside the hospital into the hospital, infecting patients and the personnel. So those are some tips for our viewers.
Dr. Ganguly, what are typically the symptoms of NB181?
The symptoms remain the same. That is the upper respiratory tract infection, pain in the throat, fever, malaise, myalgia, the loss of smell as well as the taste. That is significantly associated with this. And at this given moment, no serious symptoms have been associated with this strain. This is an Omicron variant which has spread, actually established itself in the Southeast Asia, China and others. So symptoms remain same. Whenever you get these symptoms, one point I want to say that this has become a seasonal infection as the influenza infection. And this is the time when one should be watchful in the India. In US and other places, it is the October when they need to be watchful. It has got two peaks, one in the post-monsoon and other in the winter. So in India, the vaccination time is now if you want to take booster and other vaccines. And there has been some really fear among people against vaccination after a lot of things which came out in the papers. Which is actually not unfounded, where the vaccine will help. Of course, now the vaccines are much more stronger because they have not been now the emergency authorization. They have gone through the complete circle and cycle. And with the level claims where they are level advisory, if they are taken as booster, it is going to help. I will like to say that India was immunized by Omicron, which was widely spread. But we have had some gaps now. And I don't know how long the immunity lasts. It doesn't last by the more than 1 year, at least like in the other influenza and other infections. So it is time that we remove the fear from people's mind about vaccine. And it is widely available at affordable prices.
Right. I think those are all important points, Dr. Ganguly and Dr. Jayadevan. So we need to be alert at this stage, not panic, and need to be smart about treating this. I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us.